There are new plans for a natural gas pipeline in Virginia that's sparking big pushback. The Mountain Valley Pipeline would stretch 300 miles through parts of Virginia and West Virginia, cutting through the Appalachian Trail. Natural gas got us off coal, but where is it taking us now? Many scientists and conservationists say it's taking us far from the country's climate change goals. Joining me now from Washington is Evan Halper, national reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He recently published a big story about the Montana Valley Pipeline, which you can link to at onpointradio.org. Evan, welcome to On Point. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me. Hi, Anthony.
Hi there. So tell us in a little more detail where this pipeline would go.
Well, the Mountain Valley Pipeline would go from West Virginia, where the where the fracking is going on and the natural gas is, and it would be piped down to Southern Virginia, where it would connect with the pre-existing Transcontinental Pipeline. In the process, it would cut right across the Appalachian Trail, and the folks at the Appalachian Trail Conservancy are really alarmed by this because they say for as long as 100 miles, through hikers would see on and off see the pipeline because it sort of snakes along the trail for a while. And building the pipeline requires a corridor get sort of mowed through that can be as wide as 150 feet. So it's, it's quite a disruption.
Yeah, right. Well, let's listen to a video released by the Appalachian Trail Conservancy last month. We're going to hear Diana Christopoulos, vice president of the Appalachian Trail Club, describing how the Mountain Valley Pipeline would affect the scenery for hikers. Here's a bit of that.
The views are why they're here. The pipeline would be visible from the Appalachian Trail off and on for almost 100 miles. An ugly swath full of erosion, containing poison under pressure. And instead of seeing mountains, trees, beautiful vistas, we would see a permanent scar and a permanent danger.
So, Evan, a piece there from the Appalachian Trail Club. Who favors this, and what's the argument in favor of building this pipeline?
A lot of powerful people favor it, and some folks who are really at the forefront of pushing for climate change action, like Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. He's a big proponent of this project and another similar pipeline in Virginia. Obviously, President Trump's administration, they favor these kinds of projects. They say that more natural gas exploration and more natural gas shipping adds to energy security. Trump is very excited to export more natural gas, although the pipeline owners or developers say that in this case the gas would not be exported. But the backers talk about this in terms of not just energy security, but also they say it'll help the local economy by bringing in manufacturing businesses to Virginia that need cheap natural gas that they can't get access to right now. But there's a lot of evidence to the contrary that suggests this pipeline won't do as much as the proponents are saying to stimulate the local economy.
Evan, what's going on nationally with the overall energy picture that makes building a pipeline like this so lucrative?
Well, that's what's interesting, because the federal rules governing pipeline building are somewhat dated, and they go back to before we had the natural gas boom and the fracking explosion and, you know, all the discovery of natural gas in recent years. And they were from a time when the federal government was trying to promote a lot more extraction and building, and they haven't been changed. And so what happens is if you're building a pipeline, you're allowed, federal regulators allow you to bake in like a rate of return of 15% on the investment you put in. So there's a real incentive to build these things. And some government agencies and regulators are starting to look at this askance. The former head of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which permits these pipelines, right before he left, he had been a big proponent of a lot of these projects, said, you know, we need to relook at this and whether we're looking at closely enough at how many of these projects are needed. And you're also seeing a lot more, because of this frenzy to build these pipelines, you're seeing opposition to gas pipelines you didn't see in the past that was normally associated with the much bigger and more disruptive oil pipelines.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, raising the question of, is this gas really needed? I understand that the EPA, during the final days of the Obama administration, raised questions around this question of how much natural gas is needed. What did it find? What did the Obama-era EPA have to say about that?
Well, it was interesting because Obama had this all of the above strategy that kind of frustrated environmentalists for a while, who wanted him to push more renewables and less natural gas. But toward the end of the Obama administration, the Clean Power Plan, which of course the Trump administration has moved to dismantle, that had baked into it limits on how much natural gas states could move to meet their climate goals under the plan. The EPA looked at this particular project and other projects, and they expressed real concerns with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's approval process, saying, are you really looking carefully at how much need there is here, at the trade-off of the disruption it's causing to the environment and who this is for? And they wanted to see a lot more demonstration by the pipeline developer of why this was essential and this particular route was essential. But the energy regulators had a different process where they look mostly at if there's a market for it and there are people willing to ship the gas and provide contracts to ship the gas, then they say that basically satisfies them that there is need.
Yeah, interesting. In the meantime, I'm reading that there are some, do I have this right, 9,000 new miles of pipeline in the planning stages. Is that a national number? That sounds like an awful lot. 9,000 miles,
There's 9,000 miles in the planning stages right now. That is a national number. And as you mentioned earlier, a lot of analysts have looked at that and said, you know, if we approve all of these things, there's just no way we meet the goals under the Paris Accord, which of course the Trump administration has walked away from, but many states, including Virginia and California, where a lot of these pipelines are planned, have their own commitments to meet those climate goals. And the question is, with all this natural gas and with this natural gas infrastructure that sort of locks utility customers into using it for 20, 30, 40 years, does that blow those climate goals?
Well, that's Evan Halper, national reporter for the Los Angeles Times, talking about the proposed Mountain Valley Pipeline that would go through parts of Virginia and West Virginia. Evan, thanks so much for joining us. We're very grateful.
Thank you, Anthony.
Listeners, that's it for today. You can continue the conversation and get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. You can follow us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook at On Point Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Anthony G. Brooks. I'm Anthony Brooks, and for Tom Ashbrook, this is On Point.